Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in John 17, finishing it up in verses 13 through 26 in the International Children's Bible. It says this, I am coming to you now, but I pray these things while I am still in the world. I say these things so that these men can have my joy. I want them to have all of my joy. I have given them your teaching, and the world has hated them. The world hated these men because they don't belong to the world, the same as I don't belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I'm asking that you keep them safe from the evil one. They don't belong to the world, the same as I don't belong to the world. Make them ready for your service through your truth. Your teaching is truth. I have sent them into the world the same as you sent me into the world. I am making myself ready to serve. I do this for them so that they can truly be ready for your service. I pray for these men, but I am also praying for all people who will believe in me because of the teaching of these men. Father, I pray that all people who believe in me can be one. You are in me, and I am in you. I pray that these people can also be one in us, so that the world will believe that you sent me. I have given these people the glory that you gave me. I gave them this glory so that they can be one, the same as you and I are one. I will be in them, and you will be in me, so they will be completely one. Then the world will know that you sent me. And the world will know that you loved these people the same as you loved me. Father, I want these people that you have given me to be with me in every place I am. I want them to see my glory. This is the glory you gave me because you loved me before the world was made. Father, you are the one who is good. The world does not know you, but I know you, and these people know that you sent me. I showed them what you are like. And again, I will show them what you are like. Then they will have the same love that you have for me, and I will live in them. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that in this prayer for the disciples, you said, I say these things so that these men can have my joy. I want them to have all of my joy. We've been praying a lot about joy lately, and that is my prayer. That you would bring us the joy that not as the world gives, but as you give. The thing that is not dependent on circumstances, but this deep-seated shalom and peace of knowing that all is right with us and you. Lord, help us to persevere through our trials because of the joy. And we know that that scripture, it says, because of the joy set before you, you endured the cross, despising the shame, and you've sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You've endured such hostility by sinners against yourself that we may not lose heart. Lord, help us to understand what you did on that cross. Help us to understand that the world does not love you and does not love us. It hates us because we do not belong to it. Lord, help us to navigate what that looks like, to understand and find hope and joy, even if the world hates us. Help us not to be people pleasers and worried about what other people think, because when we are doing that, we're worrying far more about the world's opinion of us than of yours. Help us to live in such a way that we want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant today. Lord, we want to love you with everything within us, love you with our hearts, our souls, our mind, our strength. Lord, we thank you that you prayed for not only your disciples. It says, I am also praying for all people who will believe in me because of the teaching of these men. That's us. You have prayed for us. This is so powerful to know. Help us to live in light of the fact that you prayed for us and even now are interceding at the right hand of the throne of God on our behalf. You are interceding for us every single moment. You love us that much. And Lord, help us to work on our differences with fellow believers, because your word says that as we are one with one another, we will show who you are and we will be with you where you are. So Lord, if there's discord in our lives right now against another fellow believer, Lord, show us how to make it right. Even speak to us in a picture to show us exactly what we need to do, whether it means confession or writing a letter or meeting face to face, whatever it means, Lord, help us to reconcile with our fellow brother or sister who has wounded us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you're listening from somewhere other than the United States, would you email me at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know where you're listening and how you found out about the podcast. It really blesses me to know, and also gives me some really good intel to learn how to get this podcast into the hands of others. So thanks so much for listening, and have an amazing day. You are loved, my friend. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved.